9:23. He's out of the traffic jam, even though there was actually no traffic whatsoever. It's John Coleshaw.
Congratulations on your World Cup song.
Thank
Every
you.
World Cup that can be played, it'll never go out of date.
Thank
it's
you.
A perpetual and classic.
And it's a non-specific country World Cup song too.
Well, says here, Chris, I hate football. I hate football songs in general, but I love Jaws and I buy it. It says Les in sunny Plymouth.
Okay, well, thank you very
Praise
much.
Praise indeed.
It cheered up my journey in any way, listening
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, so apparently, right, the guy going to pick you up was stuck in gridlocked traffic and had a massive problem getting to you. So how long did it take you? Normally from yours to here would take about 15 minutes at the most. How long did it take you to get in?
15 minutes.
Right, okay. So the traffic had disappeared by the time he got to you.
It might have been the way that he went to get to me in the first place. Right. It can be unpredictable.
I should be putting a full investigation in afterwards.
He was a very nice fellow, though. Very nice fellow.
Oh, good.
And I retuned him to the show.
Was it? I wasn't even listening. I love that. Send a card to pick up a guest and the radio's not even on. Jeez. Was it a nice car?
It was. It was, you know, there was like a paper in the back, a newspaper and a bottle of water.
Was
there?
Yeah.
Posh one there. Yeah, oh. We don't get that.
It was a bit luxurious.
How are you, John?
I'm very well, very well. Good to see you.
You look very well.
I know, I'm still half asleep.
You know, Joel does an appalling impression of you.
Now, yeah, I saw him do this for a moment and I thought, what was that?
He was doing it this morning at about 5 to 7, wasn't he, when we were doing the handover with them. And yeah. It's not good, it needs work.
That's quite flattering. I've never had
no,
an
it's
impression
not.
Done of me before.
Oh, John, it's really not.
We were just padding for time.
Our landlord does an impression of you, which you hate.
Your landlord?
No, our landlord.
Oh, he does, he does.
Which you hate.
He does. It's sort of like...
It's like the Pope.
It is like the Pope. And it's with a broad Kildare accent. Hello, hello, hello. It's very nice to see you. Very nice. Very to my knowledge, I've never really sounded like that.
But. That's your impression of Andrew's impression of you.
Exactly, exactly.
How's Dead Ringers?
It's all right, yeah. Last episode next Monday.
9 o'clock BBC Two?
9 o'clock BBC Two.
If I miss it, 9 o'clock BBC Two on Monday night, is there any way it's repeated or anything?
Well, yes, that would be on the following Sunday.
Wow.
At 11:30 on BBC
Two. Right. So this Sunday I could watch last week's and then the next night I could watch the brand new one. So I could get two in 24 hours.
Two chances to watch it.
There's
that's
a system
good.
Going
that's
on.
Good.
That's how it works.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, you're on extra Factor, weren't you, on ITV2 the other night?
I was supporting you, and congratulations on your wonderful journey.
Thank you.
On all of that.
Ben Shepherd said something to John along the lines of, what do you think Ozzy would make of the whole thing? and John initially started answering the question by going, yeah, I think he'd really like it. Which is always makes me laugh.
It was giving me thinking time.
But what would Frank Bruno think of it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm called him. Yeah. I mean, I can put a phone call in after the show, but he would have probably enjoyed it. He likes light entertainment, such as no television.
I'm sure he'd find it very entertaining and would have very interesting comments to make about the Sid material.
Go on, do the laugh.
Go on.
Nice one.
Dear Frank.
You've been to Ozzy Osbourne's house, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've been two or three times.
Is it nice? Is this the house in England?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it similar to the house in Beverly Hills?
Yeah, it's more like it's sort of like in the countryside,
right.
And that sort of thing. And then I think he bought it off George Lucas.
Right? Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. In the 70s.
He still doesn't have them quad bikes out the back, does he?
They may be in the garage. I'm sure he doesn't use them.
I'm sure he doesn't.
When we recorded that advert, he said, "Oh, I think I'm going to learn to drive soon." So we'll see.
Are you not offering to teach him?
No, he probably could. Why not?
I'm still outside the studios where they film X Factor one day last week. It was Tuesday, I think. I think it was like the next day. And someone has a quick cigarette to get the vocal cords warmed up. Yes. And this car pulls up. And I just hear this voice go, "Hey, man, you were rocking last night." And I'm going, "Wow." I said, "Ozzy Osbourne, what a compliment. Mate," he goes, "you were great. It won't be long before you're stood next to me at Ozfest, man."
It was like, you were like a real rock star in there. The atmosphere was like a cup final, people waiting for you to come on, man.
You came two nights in a row, didn't you?
Yes,
What nights did you come? What did you sing?
I saw you do What a Wonderful World.
Ah, right, okay.
And Beautiful Day, which I thought was very good. I thought the comments were a bit bizarre on that.
Fern Cotton said last night it made her cry.
Really?
What, the comments did or the song?
No, the song. She thought I sang a very beautiful version of Beautiful Day.
You had a really good grind in there and a rocky sort of gravelly... And for Carol to go, I don't know, I didn't really... That didn't work for me. I sort of didn't get it.
Well, he hates the song.
I think he was wrong to say that.
If you sing, you know, it doesn't matter if he hates the song. So Bono had to come out to sing it, he'd have still hated it.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Exactly. Exactly.
And Louis Walsh, God bless him. Louis just likes everything.
He does. He's got a little knack of just... choosing the winner or backing the winner, and you know, whereas like, you know, Simon Cowell's all about ego, you know, so long as he is on show, that's the main thing. But like, Louis just wants to, he wants his team to win.
I like it. What else have you got going on, John?
I don't know. Have I forgotten anything?
No, I don't know. I'm just curious. John has a habit, we said this before, John has a knack of telling me things after the event. And just dropping it into casual conversation. We'll be watching television. Madonna will be on. And I'll go, she's a nice woman, you know. Who? Madonna. Have you met Madonna? Yeah, the other week I went out and had dinner with her and then we made love for 4.5 hours. We secretly married. We flew a private jet to Vegas, secretly got married, had McDonald's, won £2 billion at roulette, then came back. And then she said she actually didn't want to leave her family. And it was all amicable and everything, so we got the lawyers involved and we just agreed a straight split and we shook hands and that was that. You never told me that!
It's true. What?
And then he always follows it with this. Well, I haven't seen you.
Well, it is true. You know, you're busy, and so sometimes it might be a couple of weeks where I don't see you.
Well,
so
I don't see you for ages. I've seen you twice this week.
Yeah.
John, you look really odd today. You look different.
How's my eyebrows?
Well, yeah, what's wrong with the eyebrows?
Oh, when we're coming into orbit, they singed slightly.
When you were what?
No, you know I flew to the moon recently.
No? So you never tell me you've flown to the moon?
Well, I haven't seen you, have I? I haven't seen you. I'll do better, I promise.
Have you flown to the moon recently?
No, not to my knowledge.
Right. Not this year.
Not this year.
Well, John Stayrell, what do you want to do on the show this morning?
It's normally fun when people phone in with requests of names and characters to do. Could you do that? Yeah, could do that.
Should we just, what do you want to do, 60 seconds worth, or do you just want to do whatever?
As they get texted in.
Yeah, well, impressions
see.
Jukebox.
Let's see what we fancy.
Right, 811 number 9 then, it's Performing Dog Time with John Culshaw. Shout out the name and he will do the voice. Obviously, we'll have the usual Boutros Ghali's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a favourite John voice that he does, then text us in 811 number 9 and start your message with the word John. That's J-O-N, by the way.
Yes, it is short for Jonathan, don't you know? If
I get out of the chair, Dominic will sit down and read the news. State-of-the-art studios, not enough chairs. Well, Jack Johnson plays in a minute, and a bit of Chemical Brothers as well. More of John Culshaw. Seriously, if you want John to do a voice for you, 811 99, please. 811 99. Just send us a name if you want John to do. And do you have any who are your favourites?
Do you do Linda Barker, John?
You're trying, not so much these days.
We'll work on it after the news, eh?
Yeah, I'll do. Work on doing Linda Barker. There's a thought. Right, it's 9:31. Doctor's clean. Right, so people are texting in names for you to do voices of, John.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make this as random as possible.
Okay, we'll have that.
Okay. Now, for this link, obviously we're going to keep Dominic Byrne here. As you know, Dominic is desperate to be an impressionist.
Are you really?
I'm working on Jules Holland at the moment, John.
Have you not heard his Jules Holland?
No.
Right, name any band.
Razorlight.
Anything which has got a couple of names in, that's better, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of names is good, like Kaiser Chiefs or...
Okay. Kaiser Chiefs, Morrissey and Razorlight. Introduce them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You see, he's
from over there to over here, and then you have to do there. Oh, then over here, Morrissey! Do you like that?
Sort of like a bad Chris Evans.
Is this? That's not good, is it?
No.
But you're in the right sort of post.
I'm the Chiefs!
Because he does that and then wheels himself away.
That's a drunk half asleep.
Can you teach me how to do that, please?
You say all the way from behind that door over there.
All the way from behind that door over there.
The brilliant.
The brilliant. Go on. What?
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs!
What we should do, we should try and get Phil Hormel on the phone, who does the definitive Jules Holland.
Does he?
All right, well, he'll
show you.
Let's work on that during the next couple of records. All right. Have you heard Dominic's Jade Goody impression?
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Dominic?
Let's get fit and get dancing.
dancing.
Right. You could have a conversation as Jade. How irritating would that be?
That was a bit like the guy from the Scissor Sisters, wasn't it?
Yes.
What, Jake?
Yes, slightly.
Is Jake from the Scissor Sisters sort of that?
Actually, no, it's like a sort of ventriloquist puppet.
Yeah.
With a helium.
It's not good.
Can you both be Jade for the next 10 seconds?
I really don't want to do that.
Go on. No?
No. I can't bring myself to do that.
Dominic?
No.
Jade, are you a fan of John Culshaw?
Yes, huge.
What do you like about him?
Everything.
Everything. Who are your favourite voices that he does?
Sven. I like a lot.
Right, you like a lot. God, who else do you like, Jade?
I like Tony Blair.
Tony Blair. You do some impression of Tony Blair.
Ozzy.
Robbie. Robbie Williams.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you do impressions, Jade?
No.
Can you say I don't believe it?
I do not believe it.
Just let John do stuff.
I love it when newsreaders act daft.
Yeah,
they're crazy. Newsreader like things.
Ronnie Corbett.
So good evening. So Dominic Byrne was speaking in a very, very, very high pitched voice indeed.
Okay, now this is good. Dominic's Ronnie Corbett.
Ardo. That's all I know.
He thinks that's good.
I think it's all right, no?
Can't believe you haven't heard these before.
John's was better, again, I've got to say.
I think you've got to find a more Ronnie Corbett-y catchphrase, like, so I said to the producer, no, I didn't. Yes, I did. And then I said to my wife, no, I didn't. It's,
you know, yeah, you need to work on the laugh.
That's very good.
Dominic, try the laugh.
How does it go again?
So I said to the producer,
actually, that's nothing like him.
No, it does.
So I said to the producer,
That's better already.
Already that's better. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Say the right catchphrase and you're in.
Yeah.
You started off already.
Okay, now do Jade again.
You're good at this, John. Dominic, you should do this for a living.
Do Jade again.
Hello.
Right, now do Ronnie Corbett.
So I said to the producer.
No, why have you made Ronnie Corbett drunk and posh?
He sounds like James Hewitt.
You
ding
dong.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, why have you done that? You've turned him into James Hewitt.
James Hewitt, yes.
Whoa!
James Hewitt, he was a major in the army. He gave orders.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, absolutely. Most certainly. I'm the baddest man on the planet. Lennox Lewis, I'm going to knock him wide out.
Okay, now here, let's hear yours, Dominic.
I'm the baddest man.
Ronnie Corbett.
The producer's in. Just knock him, Sparky.
I'm going to hold my hands up and say I'm crap, actually.
No,
you're the master.
It's just fun to watch you doing it.
And you know what? It makes you sound so much better, John, when he follows you with the same impression.
Carrie has a request for John as well, don't you?
I want to hear Sven. I love the Sven.
Well, we try to do better, of course. Theo Walcott could be a gamble, but I think a happy gamble. You will obey me. Come with me, Carrie. Come with me.
Okay, now,
brilliant.
Now, Dominic, you can do Sven now as well.
Well,
it's hard, isn't it?
Well, I think you would be a bit of a gamble.
I don't know
what
a gamble is.
A gamble? What's a gamble?
I have no idea.
I think Doctor Who was fighting the gambles on Saturday night.
Well, gamble.
And finally, right, let's do John's Robbie Williams first and then Dominic's.
I don't know. I thought I took a bit of a step back with my second album, but I don't know. I listened back to it now and it's sort of all right. But thanks for me, 5 houses, me, 15 Ferraris, and me supermodel girlfriend lived the dream. You're right.
All right, now, Dominic, let's say you're Robbie Williams.
Well, I thought I was all right. Thanks very much.
Robbie, by the way, has moved to Liverpool.
He's from Highton. Yeah. Thanks for all my houses and brilliant and stuff.
That's nice. I like the sort of half-asleep Wayne Rooney.
Right, more from John in a bit. If you want to hear a voice, text the name to 81199.
It's Galvanize, it's Radio 1, it's 10 to 10. This is the drunk 2 o'clock in the morning pub version of Chris. Whatever. Take over.
You do rub your face like that. I know it's highly visual.
That's very good.
I don't get that impression at all.
You do? Oh, you do?
And John, the worst time that John does it is in the pub when I'm like that. And I don't know I'm like that. And everybody around the table but me laughs. And I've been known to go, I don't say anything like that.
That's spot on, actually.
Can you do me?
So I think when he does me, I hear that as a rubbish Tommy Cooper.
I should be able to.
Just be grumpy.
Now then, let me get a tape of you and give me 2 weeks and I'll study it. Maybe I can come back in and let's see.
You've got to get out more. The sun's out now. You don't be staying in listening to tapes of Dave.
How dull.
John Culshaw is here, bless him. Let me run through some of these. George W. Bush.
We'd done a bunch of stuff on this stuff, and we found out a bunch of findings, and the Prime Minister done a really good answer, and I admire him for that.
Terry Wogan.
So, there we are. The fine broadcaster, Christopher David Moyles, with a surprisingly wonderful singing voice on him as well. He must have been studying my old floral dance to get his voice as magnificent as it was. Hey, I'm on both networks now. How cool is that?
Let me try and find... I'm trying to find the music as well so we can play it in the background.
Which music?
for other things.
Oh, right.
Now, you Wogan, can you do Ken Bruce?
Rob Brydon can. He does a fantastic Ken Bruce.
They're similar, though, aren't they? In technique, they've got a similar vocal style.
Well, I suppose Terry Wogan is that sort of rhythm there. Mm. Well, the old Ken Bruce is a little bit more queer, a bit more... Yeah. It's somewhere. But I don't really do him.
So you don't need to actually say any words to
No, you know, there's quite a few impressions where you don't need to say any words.
Such as?
Ronnie Corbett's one. similarly, Ken Bruce. I can't think of any more at the moment.
Can you do Alan Sugar?
Okay, I'm here looking at you, Dave. Don't give me that. I gave you that task. Mm. You made a right pig's ear of that. Dominic, what the hell were you doing trying to do Ronnie Corbett and making him sound like a five-year-old Rooney? That is beyond me.
Can you say this?
Have I got a couple of antennas on my head here? Do I look like I've just come from the planet Mars?
Just play again.
Have I got a couple of antennas on my head here? Do I look like I've just come from the planet Mars?
Do I have a couple of antennas on my head and do I look as though I have come from the planet Mars? No.
Have you ever done Deal or No Deal Noel Edmonds on the show?
Yeah? Oh, yes.
You have?
Okay, Dave, the banker says he respects you.
Mm-hmm.
We must not see the quarter of a million.
Yeah.
22 identical sealed boxes. Hello? He says that he respects you.
Okay.
Although he feels antagonised by certain aspects of your attitude. The offer's £3,000.
Ask me the question.
Place it on the board, put it in context, park your ego out in the context.
Ask me the question.
Dave, £3,000, deal or no deal?
No deal. Yay! I watch it a lot now. I watch it a lot.
Oh, he's back again. I was thinking in the background, right? The fellow on the phone goes, 15,000. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, that's it. Oh, by the way, do you fancy a pint after the show?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to that sports bar or the horse and trumpet?
Okay. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Which one do you want to bloody go to, Noel? I'll answer the bloody question.
Okay.
Don't put the phone down before you go to... Don't put...
He says...
See, at first, I didn't think there was anybody on the other line until the other day when they spoke to the other half of one of the contestants.
Yeah.
And then I thought, do you know what? Maybe there is.
There's going to be pictures in the paper soon. This is the banker.
Do you know who it is?
No.
It's the Stig. Off Top Gear, it's the Stig who's on the other end of the phone.
Can you do Richard Hammond?
We've never really done him.
You never tried?
No, we just had him as a very short little puppet with spiky hair sticking up from behind the bonnet of the car.
Can you do Clarkson?
Clarkson, take a look at this hot rod. This is what being a man
is all about.
Being a what?
A man.
He does overemphasize every word he says, doesn't he?
He overemphasizes every word. I am the single reason that by next June, Greenland won't exist.
Nice.
If you want to master Richard Hammond, just learn Paul McKenna.
Yes, no, yeah, you were talking about
because
this,
they have the same voice.
And to a certain extent, JK from JK and Joel. Yes. There's three people and they're all sort of interchangeable voice-wise. Mm.
So do you do Sylvester Stallone?
Not for a long time, but, you know, I fight so you don't have to. You see me?
I'm trying to think of some really, really, really old ones. Man. Let's do JR again.
Well, now Miles, you dear little tramp.
I still think that technically, out of all of yours, John, I've always said this, I think that technically that your Dale Winton is probably your most accurate.
Dale Winton. It's quite easy to sort of, you know, just fall back into that one, sweetheart. It's,
Do you like falling into Dale Winton?
Well, I don't know if it's about my street, but there we are. It's a lovely tone of voice, isn't it, my darling?
Vernon Kay's texted me saying, can you do him?
Now then, we try this.
You must be able to do Bolton, can't you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of it. Yeah, give me a moment to just
gather
my thoughts on that, and then I shall depict Vernon.
See, it's really easy to do real Vernon, because real Vernon has this great voice, goes up like that when he rings. If he ever rings me, if he's in a good mood, he'll go, "Hello, big man." I say, "Mrs." He gets all excited. Unless he's had a row with Tess and she's kicked him out because she can smell alcohol in his breath. And he'll ring and I'll go onto the phone and go, "Hello, mate." And he'll go, "Oh, yeah, all right." Like that. Very subdued Vernon. Gordon Ramsay?
Too many naughty words. I'd have to yell.
Is that an after-dinner speaking impression?
Oh, hang on. Hang on. Vernon's ringing now. Vernon, what do you want? You're on the air.
Morning, big man!
There you go. Hello, big man!
Me and Vernon are on a question of sport tonight.
You're not, are you?
Yeah.
Are you? You?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing on a question of sport?
You know nothing about sport.
Bar exactly. Boxing, what do you know?
Well, exactly.
It's a World Cup special, isn't
that's
it?
That's it, yeah. We blagged our way through it anyway.
A World Cup special? Yeah. You know nothing about football. Well, you know less about football than I do.
Yeah, exactly. They made easier questions, especially for us, just on the World Cup show.
Okay, guest of sportsman, who is this? Picture of David Beckham wearing a David Beckham shirt underneath the David Beckham Football Academy. John's like this.
Ronaldinho?
Is that tonight then?
Yes, tonight, yeah.
Oh, wicked. You and are you on the same team?
No, we're opposing each other.
Who else is on?
Phil Daniels.
Right.
From EastEnders, of course, the fine actor. And Kirsty Gallagher, as well as the team captains. Yeah.
I love question of sport.
Yeah, it's great.
It's brilliant.
Kirsty Gallagher.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah, you should work on doing her.
Crystal.
We'll give you 2 weeks.
Give me 2 minutes.
To master it.
John, thank you for coming in.
Pleasure. I always like to stop by.
Dead Ringers is on. Catch the repeat of last week's Sunday night on BBC Two. And then the brand new Dead Ringers, Monday night, 9 o'clock, BBC Two.
Mm-hmm.
You happy with that?
Bless your heart, sir.
Scott Mills on at 4. Colin Edithon at 1. Joe Wiley's next. Can you do Joe Wiley?
She just turned and looked very quickly.
Access denied.
There's a bottle of gin, I'll try my best. What would you like to say before you go, John?
You're fired.
Ooh, yeah. I'm fired. Radio. Right, have a good day. We're back tomorrow morning. Our last show in the UK for a couple of weeks. Joe is next. Hello. Hello.